ability to throw the ball and also their ability to catch the ball. Novel concept, I understand. But the Pirates boast a strong receiving core led by backup quarterback, star wide receiver Josh Schelke.
Yeah, Schelke has really stepped into that leading role as the top wide receiver on Harbor Beach's team, really filling the shoes of Aaron Ginther last year. Schelke against Bath had 7 catches on 8 targets for 113 yards and 2 touchdowns. The touchdown catches went for 53 yards and 10 yards, respectively. And again, Kraft has the utmost trust in him.
Today, Harbor Beach takes on a history-rich program in Pahuama, Westphalia. With them, they bring a strong offense, which for the first time in a long time might give Harbor Beach some trouble. However, Harbor Beach's secondary and linebacker core might be some of the best in the business.
Well, we say this every week and just can't say it enough. They're ball hawks. They read the quarterback well. They read what the offense is doing. They pick up on it quickly. Kraft, Cook, Essemaker, all back from last year's squad. Seltz as well, Ridner, and Schelke adding into the mix has really taken over that center field role and moved Eli over into more of a one-on-one situation on receivers where he strives. This team is very dangerous on defense.
Yeah, the defensive line, mainly what they got to do today, they're not going to stop Pahuamo straight up, but the key is just to slow them down so the linebackers can get at them. 1 yard, 2 yard gains, that's all you're going for today. If they hold them to 1 or 2 yard gains, you force a 3-and-out and you're all set. But you're not going to stop Pahuamo at the line of scrimmage. But you just got to slow them down enough for them linebackers to clean them up.
The Harbor Beach defense has allowed only 1 touchdown in 108 minutes of play, or 9 quarters, going back to the final week of the regular season against USA when the Patriots came out to a 14-0 lead. Harbor Beach ended up winning that game, though, 41-22. Not too often does a football team have the full package in offense, defense, and special teams, but Harbor Beach might be the closest thing to it, having the area's best kicker and punter in their arsenal. Nick Hessling, a 6'3" senior, has the power and accuracy to be the difference in a close game.
Oh, and you just go back to that huge kick he had. I know Clark remembers it very well against the Waterford Our Lady, that field goal that he made. Do you remember how long that was, Clark, exactly?
It was back there. 37 yards,
yeah,
somewhere around there.
It was almost 40-yard field goal. That's what I thought. And it was right down the middle. And, you know, they haven't utilized him as much in the field goal kicking aspect this year so far. They haven't needed to. But they will if they have to.
The Pirates have already scored 521 points through 11 games this year before breaking the program all-time scoring record last year. The old record was 420 set back in 1989. Last year, Harvey scored 602 points in 14 games. They're also giving up just under 11 points a game on defense. When we return, we will sit down for our look at the Pahuamo Westphalia Pirates. It's all coming up in just 3 minutes away on the WIW Sports pregame show. The game of the week, Pahuamo Westphalia at Harbor Beach, coming up in just 12 minutes.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Mark your calendars and save the date. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series is only 7 months away. Be sure to write down Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. for the Harbor Beach Game Show Series Season 4 premiere. We've played Pyramid, Win It in a Minute, Family Feud, and Card Sharks. But now it's time to introduce to our lineup, Wheel of Fortune. That's right, Card Sharks and Wheel of Fortune at this year's Harbor Beach Game Show Series. Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars. This one you don't want to miss. That's Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series.
Stay up to date with your WLAW Sports game coverage on Twitter with in-game updates, stats, and photos. Simply follow at WLEW Sports. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Mike Meisner with your call. Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and Associate Director of Media Relations is Kayla Carson with your broadcast today. It's a beautiful day for football. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, let's take a look at the Pahuamo Westphalia Pirates. The Swashbucklers from a distant land are 10-1 on the season, finishing atop the Central Michigan Athletic Conference at 7-0, the same conference of Bath High School. Jeremy Miller is the head coach for the Blue and Gold, this being his first season as head coach. He has been an assistant for a number of years and is a graduate of Pewaumee Westphalia High School in the mid-90s. Pewaumee Westphalia started out the season 8-0 in an impressive manner. Through October 18th, that's 8 weeks, they had not allowed an opponent to score more than just a touchdown in any game, including three straight shutouts. But in the last week of the regular season, against New Lothrop, they fell 33-47.
The Central Michigan Athletic Conference is historically a very tough conference, even though we tend to think here that they're down a little bit. But their offense is averaging 38.2 per game.
Pewaumee Westphalia is coming off of a come-from-behind win over rival Carson City Crystal Falls 20-14. They trailed at halftime 14-6 but shut out Carson City in the second half while scoring two touchdowns to secure a district title. Oddly enough, Pewaumee Westphalia, or PW for short, their mascot is also the Pirates. So we'll try and limit the confusion today. PW's offense is anchored by two seniors, though, senior quarterback Kyle Nuremberg and senior running back Ross Wolniakowski.
Yeah, starting with Nuremberg versus Cass City, he had six carries for
Carson City.
Excuse me, what did I say?
Cass City.
Oh, I'm used to Cass City. Carson City, I'm sorry, had six carries for 19 yards and a touchdown. But through the air, he was 5 for 8 for another 80 yards and a score, but also had one INT. Just for you guys at home, he is 6'3", 180 pounds, and also plays defensive back. So this is a big kid. And Wolniakowski had 20 carries for 147 yards and another score. And at home, and again, on the season, he had just over 1,000 yards and 24 touchdowns for the season so far.
Now, Mike Meiser, you went up against some strong Ryan teams in your day as on behalf of the Harbor Beach football program. What's the key for the Harbor Beach Pirates to stop a strong run game like Pewaumee Westphalia offers?
The key is to get your arms out. When you go against a big offensive lineman, you got to get into him, and then you have to shed him, because what he's going to want to do is he's going to want to push you side to side away from the hole, which the running back's going to run through. You have to shed a blocker and gap the holes. Like I said, the defensive line's main job is just to slow them down for the linebackers to clean them up. So they're going to have to shed blockers today. It's going to be huge in this game. I'm looking forward to watching both offensive lines today.
That is Mike Meiser, and we'll be sending him down to the Harbor Beach sideline right now. Have fun down there, sir.
Yes.
Hey, you're listening to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week. Pewaumee Westphalia at Harbor Beach on the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Some people say we fell in love at first sight, but for me, it was getting to know you over time. After sharing our 11 years together, I know I can make our lives even better. Chad, will you marry me?
If commitments make you uneasy, make this the season for a relationship with a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid cell phone. This Christmas season, get a free Samsung Chrono cell phone, free activation, up to 1,750 minutes or 1,166 texts, all for just $49. That's right, free phone, free activation, and over 1,000 minutes or texts for just $49. And there's no contract and no commitment. Stop by any office of Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Carrow, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit an authorized agent or click on thumbcellular.com. Terms of service apply.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has over 4,000 new handguns, rifles, and shotguns in stock, including the new Savage Browning and H&R slug guns. Find a fantastic selection of muzzleloaders, including the new Traditions, Thompson, and CVA muzzleloaders. Randy's can drill and tap your gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slugs to choose from, along with every 16, 20, and 410 slug and buckshot combination. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes, and mention this ad for $50 off a cedar blind. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuttyback, tree stands, range finders, binoculars, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. See more on the website, randyshuntingcenter.com, or call 989-269-GUNS, 269-GUNS.